I'ma get it, you know I be on the way. Yeah. You know I be on the way. Man on a mission, I'ma get it, you know I be on the way. Yeah, it's all hard, ain't no fear here. You ain't giving this to all, you steer clear. Never beat, I've been down and I reappear. You got some money,
Robert Woods was supposed to be the real deal last year. So what the heck happened? Let's dive in and find out next on Tighten Up Lou.
Ain't nowhere to hide. You ain't gotta see me come and keep me on your mind. Cause I'll be on the way.
So if you are new to the channel, make sure you tighten up that like button, hit that subscribe button. Our network was created by fans for fans. If you're a Titans fan or a fan of football, this is definitely your place. Tighten up. Let's get back to the Robert Woods was traded for a 2023 sixth round pick a year ago. We all thought we fleeced the Rams big time. J-Rob was adding to his legendary status, and the Titans wide receiver group was starting to rebuild once again after the departure of Julio Jones. The 2022 season for the Tennessee Titans was a promising disaster. The Titans started out 7-3 and came a few plays away from beating Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs with who else other than Malik Willis. Then disaster hit. The Titans lost 7 straight games and ended up losing the AFC South to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, that's terrible.
One of the big reasons why is because of how bad the Tennessee Titans offense really was.
15th in total offense, 4th in rushing, 16th passing offense, 12th scoring offense.
Doesn't sound that bad, does it?
Wrong.
That was the Tennessee Titans rank in the AFC, and that's only out of 16 teams, my friend. The Tennessee Titans actually had the 30th ranked total offense, the 30th ranked total passing offense, and the 28th scoring offense. And a once top five rushing offense fell all the way down to 13th. When Woods was brought in, he was supposed to be the number two wide receiver behind
A.J. Brown.
J-Rob decided to trade the Titans' best receiver in history. So Woods had to step in as the number one guy until rookie Treylon Burks was ready. In 2022, Woods had 53 receptions for over 500 yards and only 2 touchdowns. In his first 5 years in Buffalo, he averaged 12.1 yards per reception. In 4 years with the Rams, he averaged 12.6 yards per reception. So it's only fitting he comes to the Tennessee Titans under Todd Downing and averages under 10 yards per reception. So the question is why? The quarterback, the play caller, the style of offense? Let's talk about 4 reasons why Woods failed in Tennessee. Number 4, previous ACL injury. It's hard not to overlook his previous ACL injury with the Rams. Not to mention Bobby Trees was never supposed to be the number one guy in Nashville when he was brought over. Regardless, Woods tore his ACL in November of 2021, and it's only human to take around, a year to be back in full strength. Trust me, we know a lot of these guys come back super quick, sometimes too quick, but for Robert Woods, you can't expect him to come back in full strength, full shape, ready to go day one, and expect him to be your number one guy. It just doesn't usually work that way, and it didn't work that way in Tennessee. Number 3, punt returner. One thing is for certain, Robert Woods did not want to return punts for the Tennessee Titans. Throughout the season, on our watch parties, I pointed out multiple times how he just didn't look comfortable back there and he didn't look thrilled returning punts. Remember, Kyle Phillips was supposed to be the guy to return punts, but he was unable to stay healthy. Mason Kinsey was Phillips' backup. However, Mason Kinsey was only allowed to play in 2 games. So everything fell on
Robert Woods
to return punts. So Coach Vrabel and Coach Aukerman decided to, hey, we got our number one wide receiver coming off an ACL injury. Let's just throw him in and have him return punts too. Since 2013, actually, Woods has returned 12 punts in his career. Yes, 11 of them were in Nashville for the Tennessee Titans in 2022. The last time he returned a kick of any kind was in 2018. And yep, it was a kickoff. Not to mention, after being released, Robert Woods one word tweet: free. I honestly believe that was it. The Titan Upload Network did reach out for comment. However, we didn't hear anything back. Surprise, surprise. Number 2, 7 straight losses plus injuries. Titans ended the year losing 7 straight. The offense was literally a joke, and the O-line turned into a nightmare for the Titans starting quarterbacks. While it was so bad at the end, the Titans put their playoff hopes on the line of the arm of Josh Dobbs. So did Woods fail because he just didn't have a decent chance with all the starters that were supposed to play throughout the year? Number one, Todd Downing. Todd Downing has been a train wreck since taking over for Arthur Smith 2 seasons ago. Downing was fired at the end of 2022. As No Flags Film said, excellent play designer, terrible play caller. One would think this was the real reason why Robert Woods struggled in the Tennessee Titans offense. The biggest issue with Downing was the fact that he just had no flow to the game. The Titans moving the ball down the field at will, and then he runs wildcat or brings in Malik Willis for one play and he fumbles the ball. Or how about running the same plays over and over that just flat out don't work? And yes, you know exactly what plays I'm talking about. Toss sweeps, wide receiver screens, and oh yeah, Derrick Henry, let's just take him out on 3rd-and-2. The list goes on and on. If you have time to go back and watch one game to basically sum up Todd Downing's experience in Tennessee, it's the playoff game versus the Cincinnati Bengals. And trust me, have a garbage can next to you because you may want to throw up if you haven't already. So in this type of environment, one would be able to come up with the conclusion that maybe Robert Woods would not have been very productive and would not have had a productive season. And oh yeah, let's not forget, it was the same exact story the year before, but just swap out Rams wide receivers. So instead of Robert Woods, just insert Josh Reynolds. So we've reached the point in the video where it's your turn to comment. Let me know how you feel about why Robert Woods flat out just wasn't very good in Tennessee. I'd love to hear from you. Just don't be shocked if Robert Woods comes back and has a bounce back year for the Houston Texans this year. What could have been? Julio Jones, AJ Brown, Robert Woods, Mason Kinsey, all on the same team at the very same time. All good things had to come to an end, right? No Julio Jones, gone.
Darn it.
No AJ Brown, gone. Traded. And no Robert Woods this year. And definitely no Mason Kinsey, still on the football roster in 2023. Let's go, tighten up.